seated. Friends, grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Didn't Joy do such a great job? Well done, Joy. You preached my sermon already. I mean, you really did. You hit all the points I was going to hit. I don't know what to do now. I'm going to have to, we could go home. I guess we could. But indeed, it is a wonderful reading for us today. Jesus healing the woman on the Sabbath. Whenever I read a story about the Sabbath, I think I'll figure something out, Joy. I guess we'll have to sit here for a little bit longer. Whenever I hear stories about the Sabbath, I remember a rule in my household, which my dad had, and it started affecting me when I turned about 12. And it was, nobody can mow the lawn on Sunday. Nobody can mow the lawn. And that was the rule. It's like, we mow it every other day. On Sunday, we're not mowing the lawn. And that was just the understood rule. And as I became the one who was in charge of mowing the lawn later on in high school, I remember it happened one summer that I just put it off. He told me early in the week, hey, mow the lawn. I kept putting it off. Came to Friday, I put it off. Came to Saturday, I put it off. Because I was enjoying life and all like that. So finally on Sunday morning after church, I went to my dad and I started pleading. And I said, Dad, I messed up. I'm sorry. I know that you asked me all week to mow the lawn. And I want to do it today. But I know we're not supposed to because it's the Sabbath. And would you allow me to mow the lawn? And so my dad, wise man that he is, and probably tired of looking at the lawn the way it looked, looked at me and he said, son, you do know the rule. But always remember this, that it is sometimes necessary for the spirit of the rule to occur to break the rule. So yes, son, you may mow the lawn today. But don't let it happen again. And it reminded me, indeed, that there is something to be said for the spirit of the law. Joy said it really nicely when she talked about the idea that people's needs are perhaps more important than whatever it is the law there. If you take that to reality of what we've experienced. I mean, think about all the things, the changes that have been made in this world because people who were thinking about people's needs broke the law. We think of civil rights. We think of rights of women. We think of workers' rights. We think of rights of those who are gay or lesbian. We think of rights for immigrants. We think of all of those different things, unions. We think of rights and things that have happened around our world because people who were caring about other people's needs broke the law. It's very necessary, one could argue, to have that. There was at the National Youth Gathering several years ago, Shane Claiborne, who was a speaker. If you've ever read him, please do. He grew up in a very conservative, very evangelical home when he was growing up in Tennessee. And was incredibly straight-laced. Talk about following the law. He followed the law as just a matter of course and rule. That was important to him. And he tells a story of when Jesus really impacted his heart, when Jesus had come into and changed his life to where he saw the needs of the homeless being something that was very important, for working with people across racial lines, being involved with the people who were on the margins. And he got so involved in that that he started doing things that got him arrested. And he said this to the whole group of us, and some of you may have been there at the National Youth Gathering several years ago. He stood in front of them and he said, you know, the thing is, it wasn't until I found Jesus that I started getting in trouble. And that's so true in some ways. Now, Our gospel lesson today is interesting because we have several examples of Jesus doing things on the Sabbath. You might remember earlier in the Gospel of Luke, he plucks grain on the Sabbath. He's walking through a field, and he starts plucking grain and eating it with his disciples. And some people see him, and they're like, look, you're not supposed to pick grain on the Sabbath. That was a part of the rules. You're not supposed to do that. And Jesus is like, what? What are you talking about? You know, that's not for this particular situation is what he's saying. You know, the reason you can't pluck grain on the Sabbath, does anybody know? Why would that be an arbitrary rule? It's about justice. Because let me tell you, if I have a field over here and you have a field over here and the Sabbath day is a day of rest and I'm obeying the Sabbath and I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to do, but you know what, you decide to go out and pick grain on the Sabbath and get everything ready so that when you can go on the first day of the week, you can go to the market and get your stuff while I am here plucking grain, then I'm behind you, you're ahead of me, and guess what? You have an advantage over me economically. Not plucking grain on the Sabbath was about economic advantage. It wasn't about feeding people when they're hungry. And that's what Jesus said. Exactly that's what happens today in our lesson with the Sabbath. Jesus is talking about the spirit of the law as opposed to just simply obeying the law. People's needs are important. This woman, a woman who walks with a disability, being healed on the Sabbath, that matters most. Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, you may remember this, he's talking to the Pharisees who are so good at following the law that they tithe mint, dill, and cumin. And I happen to know that those are spices. Mint, dill, and cumin. They are so good at following the law that they tithe, imagine tithing on cumin. That's how serious they took it. He goes, you tithe on mint, dill, and cumin, but you have forgotten the weightier matters of the law. Love, faith, justice, faith, mercy, and love. Mercy, faith, love, and justice. What, three of those four. And the reality is that Jesus is telling us what is most important here. Now, we can forgive, I think, and to a degree, this emphasis on obeying the law. And the reason is historical. You probably remember that back in the day, actually, in 587 B.C. to be exact, the southern kingdom, the remaining kingdom of the Hebrew people in Judea was overrun by the Babylonians, and they were taken into exile. Remember that? We call it the Babylonian exile. And they were in exile for almost 50 years, taken away. All the people, the leaders, the religious leaders, the political leaders, everybody, the rich elites, everybody taken away into Babylon. And the reason the prophets told them, the reason this happened is because they had continued to break the law. They did not follow Torah. They had not done it for generations. And so the outcome of their sin and not following the law is that their nation was defeated and taken into exile. Now, if that is a part of your history, when they returned, and those who were the returning leaders for the Hebrew people, they started putting an emphasis on doing what, do you think? Obeying the law and obeying Torah. So you have generations, centuries of people who recognize that unless we follow the law, we could be destroyed. Unless we follow the law, our lives could end. Now, I think we can forgive a little bit. You know, I know the Pharisees get a bad rap in the Bible, the other religious elites, and rightfully so in some cases, because what happened is following the law had moved from being done purely out of a faithfulness to want to honor the God who had brought them not only out of slavery in their way, way back past, but had brought them back from exile and allowed them to rebuild their temple and allowed them to live into this new reality of their lives. Now it had become so much. It had become following the law versus following the spirit of the law. Well, Jesus comes and upsets this apple cart. And no wonder he was a cause of stress and frustration. Because Jesus said something very interesting. Jesus is calling upon us to remember what is at the heart of the law. What is at the heart of Torah? And what is at the heart of Torah is that God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love for each and every one of us. And so Jesus calls us to live into the spirit of the law. And that will lead us to follow the law most of the time. But never, never, never see the law as the end all, be all. You see, the law is a means to an end. And the end is the compassion and mercy and love of Jesus Christ. What we will find when we live into that is that we love the law. We value it. We see how it helps us and helps us to be the kind of people God would have us to be. But it also reminds us that at the very end of the day, the law is always going to be shaped by God's grace. As we do that, as we live into that, I believe that we can find what Joy shared for us at the end of her sermon. That we can find hallelujah in our lives. That we can find joy. That we can find peace, not only in following the law, but in those moments when we follow instead the spirit of the law and see the work of Jesus in making sure that others' needs are being met. We pray all of this in the name of the one who heals us and the one who shapes our lives fully, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us stand.